Praise the Lord.
Fall upon him.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, we had a wonderful message this morning on the two aspects of the Lord's coming.
Dzisiejszego poranka mieliśmy wspaniałe poselstwo o dwóch aspektach Pańskiego przyjścia.
And we saw that there is a secret aspect and an open aspect.
I ujrzeliśmy, że jest aspekt ukryty, tajemny i aspekt otwarty.
An invisible aspect and a visible aspect.
Aspekt niewidzialny i aspekt widzialny.
Up or down? Amen. So I really enjoyed Brother Craig's fellowship with us about the Lord's coming.
I bardzo cieszyłem się społecznością brata Craiga na temat Pańskiego przyjścia.
In Greek, that word for coming is parousia, which means his presence.
Przyjście to parousia, co oznacza jego obecność.
So the Lord comes to us with his presence.
Pan przychodzi do nas ze swoją obecnością.
And if we desire to be with him when he comes back, like we just sang,
jeśli pragniemy być z nim,
if we want to be in his presence in that day,
jeśli będziemy chcieli być w jego obecności tego dnia,
we need to be in his presence today.
To dziś musimy być już w jego
obecności. I just appreciated all the different examples of the Lord coming to us.
Bardzo doceniałem te różne przykłady Pańskiego przyjścia do nas.
And visiting us in different places and in different ways.
Który odwiedza nas w różnych miejscach i na różny sposób.
Very, very practical.
Bardzo praktyczne.
So the more that we treasure and experience his presence today,
im bardziej doceniamy jego obecność i cenimy ją dzisiaj,
the more likely it will be when he comes secretly, invisibly,
tym bardziej prawdopodobne będzie, że przyjdzie on w sposób ukryty,
we will go out to meet him.
I my wyjdziemy
because
do go
that's
spotkać.
What we have been doing our whole Christian life.
Ponieważ to robiliśmy całe nasze życie chrześcijańskie.
And I appreciate it that the Lord comes as a thief
i doceniam, że Pan
to steal away what is precious.
Jako złodziej, by skraść to, co jest cenne.
And we saw in one of the other messages that the Christian life is a life that is a life that is we become valuable, we become worthy of being stolen away by the Lord.
Nasze życie chrześcijańskie polega na tym, byśmy byli wartościowymi.
And then he will come as a farmer to reap his crop,
by zebrać żniwo.
And the crop needs to be mature and ripe and fresh.
Żniwo musi być dojrzałe, świeże.
And then also he will come as a judge.
Przyjdzie również jako sędzia.
And his reward is with him.
I z nim jest jego nagroda.
To reward us for what we have done or not done.
I wynagrodzić nas za to, co uczyniliśmy lub coś, czego nie zrobiliśmy.
And then we saw that this group of people, these precious ones, are also known as the overcomers.
I ujrzeliśmy, że też to grono tych cennych
and
ludzi
we,
to zwycięzcy.
And you know, we may think that to be an overcomer, we have to climb a very high mountain.
I możemy myśleć, że aby stać się zwycięzcą, musimy się wspiąć na bardzo wysoką górę.
But if we look at the picture in Jerusalem, of the city of Jerusalem,
znaczy, jeśli przyjrzymy się obrazowi miasta Jerozolimy,
the place where the temple of God was built,
miejsce, w którym zbudowana była świątynia,
and where there is this building called the Dome of the Rock today,
i tam, gdzie obecnie jest ta świątynia na skałę,
is on a hill called Mount Zion.
Jest na wzgórzu Syjon.
It's called Mount Zion.
Nazywa się górą
but
Syjon.
It's really a hill.
Tak naprawdę to jest wzgórze.
And it's just a little bit above the rest of the city of Jerusalem.
I wznosi się tylko trochę ponad miasto.
And Mount Zion typifies the overcomers.
Góra Syjon przedstawia formę typu zwycięzców.
So to get from the city, the church, the ordinary believers to be the overcomers on Mount Zion is just a little bit above.
aby od normalnych wierzących stać się zwycięzcami, wystarczy tylko wziąć.
And I think Craig mentioned this morning about if we miss the reward, there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
Jeśli stracimy nagrodę, będzie wtedy płacz i zgrzytanie zębami.
Well, maybe we're weeping and gnashing because we suddenly realize, if only I had paid a little bit more of a price.
Może będzie płacz i zgrzytanie zębów, ponieważ zdamy sobie sprawę, że wystarczyło tylko niewiele.
If only I had done a little bit more for the Lord.
Gdybym tylko uczynił niewiele,
I could be with the overcomers.
Mógłbym być ze zwycięzcami.
So just again to encourage us tonight.
Więc aby nas wszystkich zachęcić.
The Lord is for us.
Pan jest dla nas.
Actually, He is the overcomer of overcomers.
On jest zwycięzcą nad zwycięzcami.
He has done, we have this phrase, He has done the heavy lifting.
On podniósł ten najcięższy ciężar.
He is the one who has already defeated Satan.
On jest ten, który już pokonał szatana.
He is the one who has already destroyed the works of the enemies.
On jest tym, który zniszczył już dzieło wroga.
He is already the overcoming one seated in the heavenlies.
On jest już zwycięzcą.
And this overcomer is in our spirit.
I ten zwycięzca jest teraz w naszym duchu.
So we are well able.
Jesteśmy więc to overcome. Aby zwyciężać.
So we should all be encouraged tonight.
Więc wszyscy powinniśmy być zachęceni.
No one in this room should say, I can't make it.
I nikt w tym pomieszczeniu nie powinien myśleć, nie dam
Because
rady.
Actually, none of us can make it on our own.
Bo tak
none of us.
Nikt z nas nie jest w stanie
Even brother Tom.
Podołać. Nawet brat Tom.
Even brother Craig.
Nawet brat Craig.
Even brother Ray.
Nawet brat Ray.
Even brother James.
Nawet brat James.
Without the Lord, we can't make it.
Bez Pana nie jesteśmy w stanie.
But with the Lord, we can all make it.
Ale z Panem wszyscy jesteśmy w stanie.
We can be Zion, the overcomers.
Możemy być górą Syjon, zwycięzcami.
And then I also really enjoyed that those overcomers begin a war in heaven and cast Satan to the earth.
I też cieszyłem się tym, że ci zwycięzcy spoczęli wojnę w niebiosach i zrzucili szatana na ziemię.
The last point of the outline this morning. We must watch and be ready.
I ostatni punkt poprzedniego poselstwa,
we need
mówi,
to pray that we would prevail to escape.
Powinniśmy starać się uciec.
And we must love the Lord's appearing.
I musimy kochać Pańskie przyjście.
And we've talked about this before. We've mentioned this before that we not only love the Lord, but we love His appearing.
I mówiliśmy o tym, że nie tylko kochamy Pana, ale też Jego przyjście.
So how about we turn now to tonight's message?
Przejdźmy do dzisiejszego poselstwa.
Which says our preparation for the Lord's coming.
Którego tytuł brzmi przygotowanie się na Pańskie przyjście.
So this is, I'm so thankful we have these very helpful points. How do we get ready?
Jestem wdzięczny, że mamy tak wiele pomocnych punktów mówiących o tym, jak możemy stać się
And the first
gotowymi.
Message is called the first message on our preparation is calling watching and being ready.
I pierwsza część o przygotowaniu to czuwanie i gotowość.
Watching and being ready are two aspects of one thing.
Czuwanie i gotowość to dwa aspekty
They're not
tego samego.
Two separate matters.
To nie dwie odrębne sprawy.
If we are really watching, if we are genuinely watching, we are getting ready.
Jeśli prawdziwie czuwamy, to stajemy się gotowi.
And are getting ready. When we're getting ready, we are watching.
I gdy stajemy się gotowi.
And maybe I can use a little example.
Też czuwamy. Pozwólcie, że posłużę się przykładem.
Back in 2005.
W 2005 roku.
In the city of New Orleans.
W Nowym Orleanie.
There was going to be a very sinful, worldly kind of parade.
To take place. Bardzo grzeszna parada.
And at the same time as all the people that were coming to gather in that city for this very sinful kind of parade.
I w tym czasie, gdy wielu ludzi zjeżdżało się,
there was a hurricane in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean.
W środku Oceanu Atlantyckiego.
And it was coming closer and closer and closer to the east coast of the United States.
I on zbliżał się do wschodniego wybrzeża Stanów Zjednoczonych.
And just before this parade was to begin,
i jak ta parada miała się już rozpocząć,
the storm's course changed direction.
Ten,
the hurricane's course changed direction.
So
the whole east coast of the United States was on hurricane watch. They were watching. They were following the path of the hurricane.
Całe wybrzeże wschodnie było pod obserwacją.
And they were expecting it to go a certain way.
I wszyscy oczekiwali, że ono pójdzie w innym kierunku.
But at the last minute it changed direction.
Ale w ostatniej minucie on zmienił kierunek.
And it landed exactly where New Orleans was.
I on wylądował, no, pojawił się tam, gdzie w Nowym Orleanie.
And it devastated the city.
I zniszczył miasto.
The city had been watching.
Miasto wypatrywało.
But the city was not ready.
Ale nie było
the
gotowe.
City was not prepared.
Nie było przygotowane.
Hundreds of thousands of people had to flee at the last minute.
Setki tysięcy ludzi musiało w ostatniej minucie uciekać.
The city was flooded.
I to miasto stało zalane.
There was much damage.
Wiele zniszczeń.
The storm caught them. They were watching, but they were not ready.
Oni wypatrywali, ale nie byli gotowi.
So as brother Craig has shared before,
back,
we don't want to be the ones watching for the Lord's return.
Nie chcemy być tymi, którzy wypatrują
checking off all the points.
Odhaczając
this prophecy has been fulfilled. That prophecy has been fulfilled.
Kolejne się wypełniło.
But we ourselves are not getting ready.
Ale my sami nie przygotowujemy się.
So the real watchfulness is getting ready.
Więc prawdziwa gotowość polega na
And so we'll see this evening how we can get ready as we watch for his return.
Ujrzymy, jak możemy się przygotować, gdy czuwamy.
So how about we look at some verses together?
Przyjrzymy się wersetom.
Just two sets of verses. On your outline, there is on page 53, Ephesians 5, 17 and 18.
Efezjan 5, 17, 18.
Okay, but if you have your Bible, I'd like you to look at verses 15 and 16 also.
Ale jeśli macie Biblię, to otwórzcie.
So you may need to open your Bible.
Też wersety 15 i 16.
And verse 15 says, "Look therefore carefully how you walk, not as as unwise, but as wise."
Werset 15 mówi: "Baczcie więc uważnie,
okay.
Postępujecie,
look,
nie jak niemądrzy, ale jak
mądrzy." The word says look, but we could put in the word there watch.
Jest napisane baczcie.
Watch therefore carefully how you walk.
Możemy tutaj użyć
not as unwise, but as wise.
Czuwajcie więc uważnie, jak postępujecie.
And then verse 16 says redeeming the time.
Werset 16, wykupując czas.
For the days are evil.
Gdyż dni są złe.
And then let's read verses 17 and 18 together.
17, 18 przeczytajmy razem.
Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is, and do not be drunk with wine, in which is dissoluteness, but be filled in spirit. So I'd like you to try and remember these verses. There are some very key words in these verses. One of them is look or watch. Another two words are unwise or wise.
Kolejne słowa to niemądrzy i mądrzy.
Redeeming the time.
Wykupując czas.
Do not be foolish.
Nie bądźcie głupi.
Do not be drunk with wine.
Nie upijajcie się winem.
But be filled in spirit.
Ale napełniajcie
Amen?
Się w duchu.
Okay, and then how about we look at in our outline Matthew 25.
Następnie Mateusza 25.
Verses 1 through 13.
Wersety od 1 do 13.
Because this will be the main focus of our fellowship tonight.
Będzie główny temat dzisiejszego.
Okay, how about we do this? We just alternate in the various languages. Brothers on verse 1, sisters on 2. And then we all will read 13 when we get there. So brothers, Matthew 25:1. At that time, the kingdom of the heavens will be likened to 10 virgins who took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. But 5 of the sisters... For the foolish, when they took their lamps, did not take oil with them. And while the bridegroom delayed, they all became drowsy and slept. Amen. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their own lamps. But the prudent answered, saying, Perhaps there will not be enough for us and for you. Go rather to those who sell and buy for yourselves. And later, the rest of the virgins came also, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. And together, watch therefore, for you do not know the day nor the hour. So, there are, again, in this section of the word, certain words.
Są pewne słowa.
It says, there were foolish virgins.
Były głupie dziewice.
And it says in Ephesians that we should not be foolish. And then there were prudent virgins, but we can also say wise virgins.
Były też roztropne dziewice, ale możemy powiedzieć
And Ephesians, it says that we should watch and be wise. Being filled in spirit.
So,
we'll compare these two sections of the word later on in the outline. So let's turn to the outline and let's read Romans 1 together. And let's read it. The Lord's word in Matthew 24, 32 to 44 is a word about watching. Amen. And A says, let's read it. For just as the days of Noah were, so will the coming of the Son of Man be. And then I will read, it says, the conditions of evil living that stupefied the generation of Noah before the flood portray the perilous condition of man's living before the great tribulation and the Lord's coming.
Niegodziwe życie, które przytępiło pokolenie Noego żyjące przed potopem, obrazuje zgubne warunki, w jakich żyje ludzkość przed wielkim uciskiem i przyjściem Pana.
And we have these verses at the beginning of our verse sheet.
Mamy tutaj wersety na początku.
And we've already in some of the previous messages somewhat developed this point. The days of Noah.
Mówiliśmy już o dni Noego.
When the Lord was sitting with his disciples, they came and they asked him, what will be the signs, what will be the signs of your coming?
Gdy Pan siedział z uczniami, oni przyszli do
niego. And he told them, they will be like the days of Noah.
I pytali go, jakie będą dni twojego przyjścia? On powiedział,
And verse 38, Matthew, you can read along with me, Matthew 24, 38.
Mateusza 24, 38.
For as they were in those days before the flood, eating and drinking, keep going, that's good, marrying and giving in marriage until the day in which Noah entered into the ark. And they did not know that judgment was coming until the flood came and took them all away. So also will the coming of the Son of Man be. And so we have a description here by the Lord.
Tutaj mamy opis dany przez samego Pana.
That these days, will be people will be unconscious of God's, even God's very existence. They will only care for their own livelihoods, their own needs.
Tego, że Bóg istnieje, będą troszczyć się tylko o
eating,
swoje życie,
drinking,
o jedzenie,
marrying,
picie,
giving in marriage.
Chodzenie za mąż, dawanie za mąż.
And I'm just so impressed, they did not know.
Tu napisane, że oni nie wiedzieli.
They've been stupefied.
Stali oni
They've been made drunk.
Pojeni, pici.
By the age that they live in.
Wiekiem, w którym żyli.
And I think if we look around the world today, I think it's reasonable that we are in the days of Noah.
Patrząc na sytuację na świecie, jest prawdą, że żyjemy w dniach Noego.
Even social media.
Nawet media socjalne.
So many pictures of food and drink.
Tyle zdjęć, obrazów.
Right? Just so many things.
Tak wiele rzeczy.
Marriage. Here's my wedding dress. Here are my wedding photographs.
Suknia ślubna, to są
just
zdjęcia z mojego ślubu.
Posting everything online.
Wszystko jest wrzucane
oblivious
online.
To anything else. Drunk with the age.
Upojeni tym wiekiem.
And even in the time of Noah, it says that there were Nephilim on the earth.
I za dni Noego byli
and the Nephilim were giants. Produced by the illegal marriage between the sons of God, the demonic angels, and the daughters of men.
Nephilim to byli olbrzymi, którzy powstali na skutek.
So at that time, in that age of Noah's time,
aniołów upadłych z kobietami,
there was illegal union.
To była nielegalna, bezprawna więź.
And we have the same atmosphere and conditions today.
I taką samą atmosferę i warunki mamy dzisiaj.
And even it says that the every imagination of man's heart was only evil continually.
Jest napisane, że każde wyobrażenie ludzkiego serca było
And I think
złe.
Again, this is the age we live in.
To jest wiek, w którym żyjemy.
Anything that you can think of.
Wszystko, czy możecie
you can just
pomyśleć.
Go online.
Możecie pójść online.
You can find it there.
I znaleźć to tam.
The evil things you can just it's everywhere. We see it on the news, we see it in the media. We hear it in the music.
Muzyce.
We see it on our streets everywhere.
Widzimy na ulicach wszędzie.
Evil continually. Surely dear ones, we are in the days of Noah. So this should be a warning to us.
To powinno być ostrzeżeniem dla nas.
We should be watching the world situation.
Powinniśmy obserwować
and at the very same time, making ourselves ready.
I jednocześnie przygotowywać się.
So can we read two together under A?
Podpunkt drugi przy A.
In order to participate in the rapture of the early overcomers, we must overcome the stupefying effect of man's living today. And to, I looked up the word stupefying.
Sprawdziłem słowo przytępiający.
And it means to cause someone to become confused or unable to think clearly.
To uczynić, sprawić, by ktoś był w pomieszaniu.
The stupefying effect of the age.
Jasno, to jest ten ogólny
so many things that we see and hear in our environment.
Wiele rzeczy,
on social media.
W naszym otoczeniu, w mediach
in perhaps some of the music we listen to.
W muzyce, jakiej słuchamy.
The things we see people doing.
Rzeczy, jakie widzimy, że inni ludzie czynią.
They may even cause us to be confused.
To wszystko może sprawić, że my będziemy w pomieszaniu.
We may even cause us to question God's word, to question God himself.
To może sprawić, że będziemy wątpić w samego Boga.
Surely this kind of relationship can't be wrong. They love one another, for instance.
Pewne związki, ludzie się kochają, więc mogą tak
We
być.
Can be drugged. We can be confused, stupefied by the atmosphere of the age that we live in.
Atmosferą wieku, w którym żyjemy.
And then it also also means to cause someone to be shocked or surprised.
To słowo znaczy
stupefied. shocked or surprised. Surely when the Lord comes back, the people on the earth will be shocked and surprised.
Zapewne, gdy Pan powróci, ludzie
they've been drugged by this age. They've been drugged by Satan, his philosophies.
Jego filozofią.
And then suddenly the Lord will come.
I nagle przyjdzie Pan.
And they will be shocked and surprised.
Będą oni zszokowani.
Praise the Lord, we do not have to be stupefied like them.
My nie musimy we być have tak przytąpieni jak oni.
The prophetic word. We have
mamy
God's word.
Prorockie słowo, słowo Boga.
And again, I appreciated our brother's fellowship this morning.
Doceniam
we build our house Pana. Upon the rock of God's word.
Budujemy dom na skalę.
So this is one of the best ways that we can be prepared for the Lord's return.
To jest najlepszy sposób, w jaki możemy być przygotowani na Pański powrót.
We need to be constituted with God's word.
Musimy być ukonstytuowani Bożym słowem.
Okay, so again, repeating, in order to participate in the rapture of the early overcomers, we must overcome the stupefying effects of this age. And then one more word about Noah.
Jedno słowo o Noe.
Noah found grace in God's eyes. Our God is a God of grace.
Nasz Bóg jest Bogiem łaski.
He wants to give grace to us.
Pragnie dać nam
every day.
Każdego dnia.
I tell the Lord.
Każdego dnia mówię
Lord, Panu. You're a God who loves to show mercy. You're a God who loves to dispense grace. Lord, give me this day's measure of grace. So we can ask the Lord for grace. And then Noah was saved with his family by building the ark. And when the day of judgment came, Noah and his family entered into the ark. And the ark typifies Christ and the church. So again, this is so helpful to us. How can I be saved from this crooked and perverted generation? We enter into the saving Christ. We allow him to enter into us. And we enter into the church life, which is the ark today. Okay, we'll read on. Okay, can we read B?
Podpunkt B razem.
At that time,
Bóg będzie na polu. Jeden będzie wzięty, a drugi zostawiony. Dwie będą meły w młynie. Jedna będzie wzięta, a druga zostawiona.
Amen. So two men in the field. One is taken, one is left.
Na polu, jeden
two women
wzięty,
grinding at the mill. One is taken, one is left.
Jedna będzie wzięta, druga zostawiona.
It says here, to be taken is to be raptured before the great tribulation.
Zostać wziętym to zostać pochwyconym przed wielkim uciskiem.
Okay, can we read the brothers on A, the sisters on B? The meaning of rapture is to be taken into the Lord's presence. If we would be taken into the Lord's presence, we must be in His presence today. Amen. Okay, sisters? Amen. So again, so helpful to us.
Jest to tak dla nas pomocne.
To be raptured is to be taken into God's presence.
Zostać porwanym to zostać zebranym w Jego obecność Pana.
But if you and I enjoy God's presence every day,
jeśli każdego dnia wy i ja cieszymy się Pańską obecnością,
then we will not be caught unawares by the rapture.
To porwanie nas nie zaskoczy.
The ministry says that
mówi, że
the ones that are raptured to be with the Lord on Mount Zion.
Ci, którzy będą porwani z Panem,
when the rapture comes, the ones
Syjon,
that are on the earth, who are alive when the Lord comes back, will be
porwani,
taken directly to Mount Zion in the heavens.
Ci, którzy będą na ziemi, staną porwani bezpośrednio na górę
and the ministry
niebiosa.
Says they will not be surprised at all.
I oni nie będą w ogóle
one minute they will be here.
W jednej minucie będą tutaj.
A second later they will be on Mount Zion with the Lord.
Później będą na górze Syjon w niebiosach.
And the only difference will be that they will be in the Lord's actual presence.
Jedyna różnica on Mount Zion. Polegała na tym, że będą w prawdziwym.
They have walked with the Lord. They have fellowshiped with the Lord. They have enjoyed the Lord every day while they were on the earth. And so they are filled with oil. They're precious to the Lord. And he steals them away. And there will be no surprise. One minute, Lord, I'm with you on the earth. And now I am with you on Mount Zion. So we can practice, dear saints, every day. We just practice the presence, practice being in the presence of the Lord. When we wake up in the morning, we can just say, Lord Jesus, I love you. Lord, I love your appearing. Lord, I just like to spend my day with you. We shared in the first message. We may touch it again tonight. 7 minutes with the Lord.
7 minutes spanem.
7 short minutes with the
7
Lord.
Krótkich minut spanem.
To bring ourselves in our experience into His presence.
Wnieść nas doświadczenie Pańskiej obecności.
And then when we go out into our day,
więc potem gdy idziemy,
the Lord goes
dnia,
with us,
Pan idzie
and
z nami,
we go with the Lord.
A my idziemy z Nim.
And more we will learn just to remain in His presence.
Będziemy bardziej uczyć się, jak pozostawać w Jego
obecności. I'm still practicing.
Ja nadal praktykuję.
Every morning I have a time with the Lord.
Każdego poranka mam czas z Panem.
I prepare myself for my day.
Przygotowuję się na
I get in my car.
Wsiadam do samochodu.
And then I drive.
I jadę.
And right now that's the real test for me.
To jest prawdziwy egzamin dla mnie.
Is the Lord driving with me? Am I allowing the Lord to drive the car? As I navigate the heavy traffic, do I have the sense of the presence of the Lord? Or am I impatient? Am I bothered? Am I in myself getting... I don't really use the horn, but... I can get impatient. Again, the dear trainees hear many traffic stories. But learning just in the everyday things of our life to enjoy the Lord's presence.
Uczmy się każdej sytuacji naszego dnia.
Sometimes I'm on the tube in central London,
może
filled with people.
Metrze, w centrum Londynu,
and I'm
ludzi.
So thankful. Many times the Lord just reminds me.
Pan mi często przypomina.
I'm with you.
Jestem
and I look around the tube at the different people.
I rozglądam się na tych
and Lord,
ludzi.
Lord, how about that one? Say that one. Lord, visit that one. Lord, have mercy on that one. Just enjoying His presence in the midst of a busy tube ride into London. We all can learn to practice. Okay, so we must be in His presence today. And then this point about the rapture is for the Lord's enjoyment and the Lord's need. If you look at the diagram that Brother Craig mentioned at the back of the recovery version, and that diagram is worth millions of dollars, you will see that there are different parts to the rapture. There will be, actually, the first ones to be raptured will be the dead overcomers.
Pierwsi porwani
the
będą
dead in
martwi
Christ
zwycięzcy.
Will rise first.
Umarli w Chrystusie powstaną pierwsi.
The dead overcomers are the man-child.
To dziecko mężczyzna.
And the living overcomers are the first fruit.
To pierwociny.
And they will be raptured at the same time, or almost immediately together. And Craig mentioned this morning, the overcomers will arrive in heaven and they will see Satan there and they will say, what are you doing here? Get out of here. That's the man-child. That is the man-child. There it says, and then there was war in heaven.
Jest napisane, że nastąpiła
wojna. And the rapture of the man-child is the trigger for that war.
I porwanie.
And then Satan is cast down to the earth.
I wtedy zostanie strącony na ziemię szatan.
But the living overcomers are called the first fruits.
Ale żyjący zwycięzcy nazwani są pierwocinami.
They're the first ripe ones.
Oni będą pierwszymi, którzy będą dojrzali.
They are mature.
Są dojrzali.
They are ripe. They are ready.
Są gotowi.
And the first fruit means they're the ones that are the first ones to mature.
Pierwociny oznaczają to pierwsze, które
many,
są
many Christians will not be ripe or
Wielu
ready when the Lord comes back.
Nie będzie dojrzałymi, gotowymi, gdy Pan powróci.
And so the Lord will use the 3.5 years of the Great Tribulation may use
to
ripen and mature them.
Ucisku, by doprowadzić
But if we ripen early,
ale jeśli my
the Lord will take us out of that period on the earth.
Pan zabierze nas z tego
the period,
okresu,
the worst period ever in human history.
Okresu w ludzkiej historii.
There's not the time to develop it this evening, but I kind of did a little review of the different things that happened in World War II.
Podczas II wojny światowej miały
70 million people died in World War II. 3% of the world's population died in World War II. 3%.
3% ludzkości.
There were 11 million refugees after the war. Not 1 million in Germany, meaning the present time. 11 million people displaced. And yet it says the Great Tribulation will be the worst. It's hard to imagine something worse than World War II. Yet the Great Tribulation will be worse than that. I don't, do we want, would anyone want to be on the earth then?
No.
So if we get ripe early, the Lord will take
us. I
had a little experience just before coming here. We have a lot of blackberry brambles, blackberry bushes at the end of our garden.
Mamy w ogrodzie
blackberries.
Jagody,
the ones with the thorns. Yeah. Well, they usually ripen about August or September, even October.
W sierpniu,
but I noticed above our shed in a very, very sunny spot.
I dojrzałem, znaczy taki był słoneczny miejsc, na słoneczne
There were many
miejsce.
Clusters of very, very large black blackberries.
I w nasłonecznionym miejscu było wiele,
Surrounding
wiele...
them, lots and lots of green ones and red ones, small and hard.
A w cieniu było wiele zielonych, małych i twardych.
But those owoców. Black ones, big ones, they were already ripe and juicy.
Te wielkie czarne były już gotowe.
So I got my stepladder. I got my bowl.
Drabinkę.
I took as many as I could get.
Zerwałem jak ty.
And then there were ones that I couldn't reach.
Były pewne, których nie
So I got my 9-year-old daughter.
Wziąłem moją 9-letnią córkę.
Lifted her onto the roof of the shed.
Podniosłem ją.
I said, "Please don't fall down. Your mother will kill me if something happens. But go get those blackberries on the other side of the roof." So she crawled over. And I'm like, be careful, be careful. And she picked the remaining ripe blackberries. And because we were leaving for Poland the next morning, they're in the refrigerator at home.
But
when we get back,
ale gdy wrócimy,
we will enjoy those first fruits from above the shed. This is the Lord is waiting, the Lord is looking. He's looking round the room.
Czeka.
Are we ripe? Are we ready? Are we a pleasure to the Lord? Or are we still kind of small? And green, not so pleasant to the taste. We want to be the ripe ones. Okay. So The rapture meets God's two needs. It takes care of his pleasure with the first fruits.
Urwanie zaspokaja dwie potrzeby.
And it takes care of the need for some to cast his enemy Satan out of the heavens to the earth.
Pierwsze pierwociny, które są spokojeni.
And you can see
to, że strącają szatana na ziemię.
You can see why the great tribulation will be so terrible.
Możemy tutaj ujrzeć, dlaczego wielki ucisk będzie
tak straszny. The casting of Satan from heaven to the earth.
Wyrzucenie szatana z niebios
is the beginning of the great tribulation on the earth. Satan will be on the earth. He will be filled with anger because he knows his time is short. So we want to, as he is coming down, we want to be going up.
Amen.
Okay, let's read 2 and 3 together. The one who is taken is mature in life, the other is not. So this is referring, one is taken, one is left. The two men and the two women in Matthew 24 are believers. It's not one is a believer and one is not a believer. They're both believers. But one is taken, one is left. One is watching
jeden czuwa,
and is ready,
jest gotowy,
and the other is not.
A drugi nie.
So even again, we go into our day. We're busy at school, or we're working
szkole,
a job.
W ciągu naszego dnia, lub pracujemy.
But even as we're carrying out our normal daily activities, which
ale
we all should be doing,
nasze codzienne obowiązki,
inwardly, we're
które
just,
też powinniśmy sprawować.
Lord, I love you.
Ale wewnątrz
Lord, thank you for
mówić,
being with me today.
Dziękuję, że
Lord, there's my coworker. I've been praying for this one. Lord, grant me an opportunity to speak something. They're just, they live in the presence of the Lord. Maybe they're working at their computer. I was fellowshipping with one of the brothers who writes for Living Stream Ministry. And I appreciate it. He just said, I'm working at my computer. I'm writing many things. He says, but every hour, I stop. And I just, for 5 minutes, call on the Lord. So just again, so conscious of the Lord's presence. Stop what I'm doing. Just call on the Lord and tell him I love him. Okay. Then 3. Can we read it? As we await the Lord's coming and hope to be raptured, we need to live a balanced human life, being faithful in our daily duties. So a balanced human life. We still go to school. We still study hard.
Ciężko się uczymy.
We still do our best to get the best grades.
Staramy się jak najlepiej uzyskać jak najlepsze oceny.
We work for a company. We're the best employees.
Firmy, jesteśmy najlepszymi pracownikami.
We come to work on time.
Przychodzimy do pracy.
We do a full day's work.
Wykonujemy pracę przez cały dzień.
We take care of our families.
Troszczymy się o nasze rodziny.
We take care of our human responsibilities.
O nasze ludzkie potrzeby.
But always still with the sense, Lord, my job is not the meaning of my human life.
Że moja praca nie
my degree is not the meaning of my human life. I get a degree to be more useful to you.
Zdobywam wykształcenie, by być bardziej użytecznym dla ciebie.
I work my job. My job, my career is not the meaning of my human life.
Ale moja kariera nie jest znaczeniem mojego życia.
Lord, Christ and the church
Chrystus
is the meaning of my human life.
To znaczenie mojego ludzkiego życia.
But we're just so balanced.
Jesteśmy zrównoważeni.
And a brother among us many times says, the only balance he knows is seek first His kingdom and His righteousness,
mówi, że jedyne
and all things
zna,
will be added.
Bożego,
that's a good balance.
A reszta będzie wam dodana.
How do I balance my life, the church life? My
jak mam
seek first
Kościoła?
His kingdom.
Szukaj
okay.
Jego królestwa.
So we don't put on white robes, go up the side of a mountain at Małaczyka, and just stay here
więc
until the Lord comes back.
Białe szaty,
right?
Idziemy na górę Syjon i czekamy, aż on przyjdzie.
After we leave the conference at the end of this week,
gdy opuścimy to miejsce, tę konferencję,
we go back to our ordinary lives,
wrócimy do naszego normalnego but
still
życia,
enjoying the Lord's presence,
ale nadal będziemy
maybe reviewing these outlines,
może
but still taking care of our human responsibilities. Okay, let's read C together.
Punkt C.
Watch therefore, for you do not know on what day your Lord comes. Okay, one, can we read one?
Zwycięzcami będą ci, którzy są czujni. Ci zostaną pochwyceni przed nadejściem wielkiego ucisku.
Amen. Raptured before the coming of the great tribulation.
Zostaną pochwyceni przed nadejściem wielkiego ucisku.
Let's read two together.
Podpunkt drugi razem.
Be watchful at every time, beseeching that you could prevail to escape all these things which are about to happen and stand before the Son of Man. So our word tonight is be watchful. And to be truly watchful, we need to be making ourselves ready. That's the genuine watchfulness. So whenever you see be watchful, remember, be ready. Get ready. Make ourselves ready. And then this matter of beseeching, praying earnestly, asking the Lord. Lord, grant me the experiences I need today to be made ready. Right, Michael? Grant me the experience. So I pray this every day. Little, simple prayers. Lord Jesus, I love you. Lord, I love your appearing. Come, Lord Jesus. Lord, grant me the experiences I need.
Doświadczenia, których potrzebuję.
Another prayer I pray every day.
Jaką się modlę codziennie.
Lord, don't let me go.
Nie pozwól mi odejść.
Lord, don't let me win.
Nie pozwól mi zwyciężyć.
Lord, defeat me.
Panie, pokonaj mnie.
I pray this every day.
Modlę się tą modlitwą każdego
dnia. And sometimes I pray.
Czasami modlę się też.
Lord, I'm sorry.
Panie, przepraszam.
I'm fighting you.
O, walczę z tobą.
I'm resisting you.
Przeciwstawiam się tobie.
I'm not submitting.
Nie poddaję
Lord,
się
I admit it to you. O, but please,
przyznaję to tobie.
Don't give up.
Ale proszę,
don't give up on me.
Nie
odpuszczaj don't
mnie.
Let me go.
Defeat
me. So my soul does not want to be defeated.
Moja dusza nie chce zostać
but my spirit
pokonana, ale
wants to be defeated.
Pragnie zostać pokonany.
And I am so thankful to the Lord.
Jestem tak Panu wdzięczny,
He is the faithful one.
Że on jest wierny.
We pray these kind of simple prayers.
On modlił się
the Lord will answer those prayers.
Jeśli będziemy modlić się takimi modlitwami, Pan na nie odpowie.
Oh Lord, I love you. Okay. So let's read. How about we stand up? Brothers stand up A, sisters B, and then we'll all read C. So brothers on A. To prevail here is to have the strength and ability. The strength and ability to escape the great tribulation comes from watchfulness and beseeching. Watchfulness, beseeching, sisters. Stand before the Son of Man.
Wynika stąd, że pochwyceni zwycięzcy staną przed Bawcą na górze Syjon, w niebiosach, przed wielkim uciskiem.
Okay, together. Being taken to meet Christ on the throne depends in our beseeching in a particular way. Okay, thank you. We can sit down. So our beseeching in a particular way, we could take the many prayers, the many points on these outlines from this conference. Anything that touches us, and we can make it a prayer to the Lord. This is the Lord's gracious visitation to us at this conference.
To jest pańskie łaskawe
He wants to come back. In the first message we shared, the Lord's focus is not on the time of His return. His focus is on His people. The Lord is waiting for us.
Pan czeka na nas.
So in this next year, until we come back together again next year, if the Lord has not already come back, amen, right? We can spend much time just message by message,
reading,
reviewing these messages. Maybe we could do this in our young people's meeting. Maybe we could do this with our families. In 2 weeks' time, my family and I will take about 5 days in the west of Ireland. There's one family member here. Oh, there's some. There actually, the family's here tonight. We're going to use some of our time to review some of this material from the conference. Not just shelve it, put it away, but be in it. So then our prayer can be the beseeching prayer, the prevailing prayer that the Lord wants to answer. Okay, let's read D together. For this reason, you also be ready, because at an hour when you do not expect it, the Son of Man is coming. Brothers 1, sisters 2. We must make ourselves ready for the Lord's coming by praying that we may grow and mature in life. Lord, grant me this day's growth in life unto maturity. That's a really good prayer. Lord, grant me this day's growth in life unto maturity. I don't know how much that is. You do not know how much that is, but the Lord knows. So He would like to answer this prayer. Okay, sisters.
Pragnie odpowiedzieć na tę modlitwę. Siostry, to czy zostaniemy?
Okay, being ready is a matter of being filled with Christ to the uttermost.
Napełnianiu się Chrystusem aż do końca.
Okay, so this is a nice transition to Roman 2.
Przejdziemy do drugiego punktu.
The Lord's word in Matthew 25, 1 through 13 is a parable for watchfulness.
Mateusza 25, 1 through 13 to przypowieść na temat czujności.
Okay, can we read A?
Przeczytajmy razem A.
At that time, the kingdom of the heavens will be likened to 10 virgins who took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. Okay? Can we read Sisters 1, Brothers 2? Virgins signify believers viewed from the aspect of life. Lamps signify the spirit of the believers, which contain the spirit of God as the oil. Amen. So we have this diagram on the board. And without labeling it, but I'm sure it's clear, the middle circle is our spirit.
To wewnętrzne kółko to nasz duch.
The next circle is our soul.
Następne to nasza dusza.
And then the outer circle is our body. Spirit, soul, and body.
Duch,
and in
dusza,
Proverbs 20:27, it says, the spirit of man is the lamp of Jehovah.
Duch człowieka jest lampą Jahwe.
So when we are regenerated, His life comes into our spirit.
To światło wchodzi w naszego ducha.
So again,
życie.
There are many Christians who read Matthew 25,
wielu chrześcijan czyta 25 rozdział Mateusza,
and think that the five wise virgins are Christians,
i myślą, że tych pięć mądrych
and the five foolish virgins are unbelievers.
Głupich dziewic to niewierzący.
But they all have oil in their lamps.
Ale one wszystkie mają olej w swoich lampach.
The lamp, the spirit of man is the lamp of Jehovah.
Duch człowieka jest lampą Jahwe.
The Holy Spirit is typified by oil.
Duch Święty jest przedstawiony w
so the ten olej, virgins
oliwę,
are ten believers.
Więc 10 dziewic to 10
just like
wierzących.
The two men and the two women, they were believers.
Tak jak dwie, one is taken, one is left. Też byli wierzącymi, dwie zostały zabrane.
With the virgins, we are pure virgins betrothed to Christ, it says in 2 Corinthians 11.
Dziewicami zaręczonymi Chrystusowi.
So in the eyes of the Lord,
oczach Pana,
we are virgins.
Jesteśmy dziewicami,
loving our bridegroom.
Kochającymi naszego bludnika,
fleeing from the impurities of the world.
Uciekającymi od nieczystości.
But it says five are wise,
jest napisane, że dwie były mądre,
and five are foolish.
A dwie
so what is
głupie.
The difference?
Na czym polega różnica?
Okay, let's read B. The foolish, when they took their lamps, did not take oil with them, but the prudent took oil in their vessels with their lamps. Okay, well, what does the vessel signify? The vessel signifies our soul. Romans chapter 9 talks about we are vessels of mercy.
Mówi, że jesteśmy naczyniami zmiłowania.
So let's alternate the points, brothers on one, sisters two, and read through the points. Vessels signify the souls of the believers.
To, że mamy w lampie oliwę, oznacza, iż w naszym duchu mieszka Duch Boży.
Three. Taking oil.
Zbieramy ze sobą oliwę w naczyniu, oznacza, że Duch Boży napełnia i przesyca naszą duszę.
Amen. We have the Spirit in our regenerated spirit, but there is a question as to whether or not we have an extra portion of the Spirit in our soul. So the difference between the wise and the foolish virgins is how much oil in their vessel, in their soul.
Ile oleju oliwy jest w ich.
So we all start here with the oil in our soul.
Zaczynamy od oliwy w naszym.
But what needs to happen is little by little, day by day,
ale po trochu, dzień po dniu,
we have to buy the oil.
Musimy nabywać oliwy.
We have to redeem our time to buy the oil.
Musimy wykupywać czas, by nabywać oliwy.
So a last minute illustration. Praise the Lord. Well, the little bottle can be our spirit.
Okay? Mała butelka to nasz duch.
So when we are saved, praise the Lord,
więc gdy zostajemy zbawieni,
the Lord puts his spirit within our spirit.
Swojego ducha w naszego ducha.
Oh, that's fizzing up very nicely, actually. I didn't think it would fizz, but there you go. And we are filled with. Just pretend this is golden oil. Our very sparkly fresh water of the Spirit. We all start like this. Okay, and I can't get the little bottle inside the big bottle. But let's say this is our spirit. And this is our soul. And we have an abundant supply in our spirit. But we need, if we want to be the wise virgins, if we want to be the one that is taken and not the one that is left, what do we need? We need oil in our. We need oil in our soul. We need oil in our vessel. Now you saw how quickly the spirit vessel got filled up instantaneously. But the filling of our soul is little by little, drop by drop,
kropelka po kropelce,
day by day,
dzień po dniu,
here a little,
tu trochę,
there a little,
tam trochę,
morning revival,
rano żywienie.
Wow. Oh, by the way, that's 7 minutes just right there.
7 minutes, Panem.
That was your 7 minutes with the Lord.
To jest 7 minut z Panem.
Maybe 15 minutes is a bit more like this.
15 minut z Panem, może
30 minutes with the Lord is like this. Right? So all the things that we do in our Christian life,
rzeczy, które day by day,
is buying the oil.
To wykupywanie, okay? Nabywanie oliwy.
So no problem with our spirit.
Z duchem nie ma problemu.
But if you want to be taken by the Lord,
ale jeśli chcecie być
this
Pana,
must be filled.
To musi
probably
stać
to the brim, or
aż
you know, I don't know, but it you know. Do you think the Lord's coming back for a big refreshing drink from this vessel?
Czy myślicie, że Pan przyjdzie po,
right? But if this was filled to the top,
tak wielką so, ilością napoju,
little by little,
po trochu,
and of course the analogy is not perfect. Really, actually,
tak
the supply is coming from our spirit, right?
Zaopatrzenie, ten zasób pochodzi
okay, so
z naszego
it's not perfect,
ducha.
But really, where is the supply coming from? It's coming from the Lord through our spirit into our soul. So when we exercise our spirit little by little, day by day, the oil spreads from our spirit, filling our soul. Sorry, that's meant to be golden oil. Okay? So little by little, day by day. Okay? And the level gradually going up.
Poziom się stopniowo podnosi.
Okay? Okay, let's read C together.
Podpunkt C razem.
The foolish said to the prudent, give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out. But the prudent answered, saying, perhaps there will not be enough for us and for you. Go rather to those who sell and buy for yourselves. Well, dear saints, this is a really important point.
To jest bardzo istotny punkt.
We can minister the Spirit to one another.
Możemy udzielać,
but
sobie duchem, sobie
we have to buy the oil for ourselves.
Ale oliwę musimy nabywać dla nas samych.
Brother Tom may really love everyone in this room.
Brat Tom może kochać każdą,
but he
osobę
cannot
w tym
buy oil for you.
Może
he can minister oil to you,
służyć wam oliwie,
but he cannot buy oil for you.
Ale nie może za was
every
nabyć.
One of us has to buy the oil.
Musi zakupić oliwę.
Okay, let's read one together. We need to pay the price for the filling of the filling of the spirit and our soul. Okay, brothers A, sisters B, everyone C. The price involves matters such as giving up the world, dealing with the self, loving the Lord above all, and counting all things lost for Christ. B, sisters. The Spirit who came into our spirit was given freely, but the saturating Spirit to fill our soul is not free. After having the Spirit in our spirit, we need to pay the price for the further filling of the Spirit for the extra portion of oil. Could we read two? To be watchful is to be filled with the Spirit. A and B, brothers A, sisters B. To be watchful is to prepare ourselves daily by buying the oil, sisters.
Jeżeli pozwalamy duchowi, by przesycał całą naszą istotę, jesteśmy czujni i przygotowujemy się przyjście Pana.
Okay, so you can see here how practical it is.
Widzicie, jak
being watchful means I'm buying the oil. Being watchful means I am preparing my vessel. This is the genuine watchfulness. So what we shared in the beginning of the conference, all these points about the times that we live in, the days of Noah, the days of Lot, the signs at the end of the age.
Znakach końca tego wieku.
Israel, the fig tree putting
Izrael,
forth leaves. and flourishing, the nation of Israel being reestablished after nearly 1900 years.
Naród izraelski, który powstaje.
These are the Lord's gracious warning signs to us. I am coming soon.
Od Pana dla nas,
so we have to watch and be ready. Watch and be ready. And the way that we watch and get ready is buying the oil every day. Drop by drop. Right? Drop by
drop.
You can't go to the spiritual shop and buy a giant bottle of golden oil and in one or two days pour it into your vessel. Little by little, day by day. All the decisions we make. Did we read B? 2B? So let's read it if we didn't, but let's reread it if we did. If we allow the Spirit to saturate our entire being, we are watchful persons making ourselves ready for the Lord's coming. Okay, let's read 3 together. To have our soul saturated and filled with the Spirit cannot be accomplished in one day. It is a lifelong matter. Amen. Okay, 4. Because we do not know when we will die, we need to get ready before we die by accumulating sufficient oil in our vessel. Okay, let's read 5. There is no other way to gain the oil except by praying. Through prayer, we receive more Spirit. 6. Whether or not we will be raptured early to enter into the wedding feast depends on our daily buying the oil. Okay, dear saints, A. For us to be qualified to be raptured to enter into the bridegroom's marriage feast requires our passing through a long period of accumulating the spiritual oil. B. The sufficient oil will be our entry to the wedding feast. So before I finish, I just wanted to develop this illustration a little bit more. We have to buy oil.
Musimy nabywać oliwy.
And I ask myself the question.
I sam sobie zadaję to pytanie.
What is the currency?
Jaka jest...
What is
waluta?
How do you buy spiritual oil? After the meeting tonight,
duchową oliwę.
Your pockets full of zloty,
w kieszeniach macie pełno złotych,
or US dollars,
albo dolarów,
or British pounds,
albo funtów brytyjskich,
or euros,
albo euro.
I'm afraid we cannot go to the sklep.
Go in do sklepu
and ask the very nice lady at the counter,
i zapytać się miłej pani,
I would like to buy some spiritual oil tonight.
Chciałbym zakupić trochę duchowej oliwy.
You have an oil section?
Czy macie
oh, yes, we have an oil section. We have sunflower oil.
Mamy olej słonecznikowy.
We have rapeseed oil. What mamy kind of oil would you like to buy? You know what I would say? I would like to buy extra virgin olive oil. Extra virgin olive oil. That's the best oil to buy. But I'm afraid she doesn't have that kind of oil in her shop. And we can't use euros or dollars or pounds or yen or all these other currencies, including Polish zloty. Sorry, not even Polish zloty can buy the oil. So there must be another currency.
Potrzebna jest inna waluta.
So I'm going to just share some currency we can use. Looking at this outline, and the first one, it says, can you see C1A? The price involves matters such as giving up the world,
tutaj cena, jaką
dealing with the self, loving the Lord,
A,
and counting
świata,
all things lost. So actually, the Lord
sobą,
says in
Pana, wszystko,
Matthew 16:24,
w Mateusza 16, 24,
if you lose lose your soul life, you will gain it. And if you keep your soul life, you will lose it. So perhaps the top currency is your soul life.
Życie waszej duszy.
Soul life.
Życie duszy.
And it's, you know, the Lord says, lose your soul life.
Utraćcie życie duszy, Pan powiedział.
But you know, if you wanted to buy a golden pass, a yearly golden pass for Xbox.
Ale jeśli chcielibyście zakupić...
There's a little ripple.
Xbox.
Video games. You wouldn't say, oh, I just lost 50 pounds buying. You would say, I bought, right? I spent, and I spent it happily. Or maybe a new dress. Or nice new shoes.
Nowe, fajne buty.
You don't show your friends your new Nike runners
nie pokazujecie nowych
and say,
butów Nike.
I lost 50 pounds to get these things.
Funtów, by zdobyć te buty.
You say, I bought.
Po prostu mówicie, kupiłem.
I spent.
Wydałem.
Well, a currency that we can spend
waluta,
to buy golden oil is our soul.
Wydać,
but we're not losing, we're gaining.
Ale nie tracimy,
you're just paying a price for something you
coś,
really want.
Czego tak naprawdę
something
chcemy.
You really treasure.
Za coś, co
look at
cenimy.
My new runners.
Się na
or I've got the latest
grę.
Game.
Mam
or whatever
grę.
You treasure. You don't say I lost. You
mówicie,
say I bought.
Ale
I paid the price. I got a deal.
Koszt.
Well, we should have the same thought about the oil.
Taka sama myśl powinna nam towarzyszyć przy
and I paid the price.
Nabywaniu oliwy. Ponoszę cenę.
So the price
koszt.
Might be
ceną,
your soul
kosztem,
wants to go on a Saturday night to some worldly
dusza.
Entertainment.
Może w sobotę wieczorem chce but wziąć udział w jakiejś rozrywce.
The Lord is saying to you,
a Pan mówi wam,
how about you pay to stay at home and prepare for tomorrow morning's meeting. So you pay the price of not going to that worldly entertainment. You give away your soul life. Actually, you spend your soul life to gain. You know what you just spent your soul life to gain? You spent your soul life to gain some more time with the Lord. You bought a little bit more oil on a Saturday night. Or on Sunday morning. And you're... It's 9:30. The meeting begins at 10. Your plan is to sleep until noon. Then the meeting is safely over. And you can get up and have breakfast.
Kończy, możesz pójść na spotkanie.
But na if we ask the Lord to
Pana,
wake us up,
by nas obudzi,
and he might say, how about you go to the meeting?
I on
and
powie,
you say, okay, Lord.
Na spotkanie, a wy
he says, I'll
Panu.
Meet you there.
Pan powie,
and if you get
tam,
there,
jeśli się tam, jeśli
when
tam
you
dotrzesz,
get there, I'll give you some more oil for your vessel.
Więcej oliwy do twojego naczynia.
And if you'd like a double portion of the oil,
jeśli chciałbyś uzyskać
how about you call
oliwy,
one of your companions
może
and invite them to come to the meeting with you. So if you come with your friend, I'll give you a double portion of oil.
Przyjdziesz ze swoim przyjacielem, dam ci podwójną dawkę.
So there are kind of lots and lots. Okay, oliwy. So that our soul life is one of our currencies.
Więc życie okay? naszej duszy jest tą walutą.
Another thing we can use
inną rzecz, jaką możemy
morning revival.
Się posłużyć, to poranne ożywienie.
Right? You spend your time
spędzacie
with the Lord.
Czas z Panem.
You give him the time.
Dajecie mu ten czas.
He gives you the oil.
On daje wam
you give him the time.
Dajecie mu czas.
He gives you his presence.
On daje
he gives
wam
you
swoją
himself.
Obecność, siebie samego.
This is how we buy the oil.
W taki sposób nabywamy oliwę.
So 2 says, To be watchful is to be filled with spirit. The spirit.
Czujność to inaczej napełnianie się duchem.
So morning watch, we buy the spirit.
O poranku nabywamy oliwy.
2B says, if we allow the spirit,
być,
well, that's consecration.
Jeżeli pozwalamy duchowi,
so when we consecrate ourselves,
poświęcimy siebie,
we're buying the oil.
W ten sposób nabywamy oliwy.
And then 5, let's reread 5 together. We could just stand up and read 5. Better finish. There is no other way to gain the oil except by praying. Through prayer, we receive more spirit. Okay, very good. Thank you. Thank you. Prayer.
Modlitwa.
When we pray.
Gdy się modlimy.
Okay, so I'm going to finish very quickly.
Już za chwilę kończę.
So what is the difference between the wise virgins and the prudent, wise and prudent, or the foolish virgins?
Mądrymi I głupimi.
Brother Nee says it's a matter of time.
Brat Nee powiedział, że to kwestia czasu.
Time.
Czasu.
It takes time to fill our vessel.
Trzeba czasu, by napełnić.
It takes time.
Nasze naczynie.
If the rate of filling is a drop a day or two drops a day,
jeśli byłaby
you
kropla,
can see you
dziennie,
need a lot of time.
Widzicie, że potrzeba
you need
czasu.
Days and days, weeks and weeks,
dni,
months
dni,
and months
tygodni,
to accumulate
miesięcy,
the sufficient amount of oil. In fact, as we read,
oliwy.
A lifetime is how long it takes.
Życie, tyle,
so the Lord
czasu.
Is again tonight speaking to us. Watching and being ready is a matter of time.
Ponownie, że czuwanie I
and then the last example I just want
czasu.
To use
I ostatni przykład, jakim chcę się posłużyć,
is simply the matter of companions.
To kwestia towarzyszy.
Another very good way
bardzo
to buy oil
aby nabyć oliwy,
is with companions.
Możemy to zrobić z towarzyszami.
And I'll just write down here also the church life.
I okay? Życie kościoła.
So these are just some examples of how we buy oil.
Przykłady, w jaki sposób nabywamy oliwy.
There's an abundance of oil in the church life.
W życiu kościoła jest obfitość oliwy.
And a very good way to buy oil is with our companions.
Aby nabyć oliwę, to z towarzyszami.
So I have two companions.
Ja mam dwóch towarzyszy.
They don't live in the same city as I do.
Nie mieszkają w tym samym mieście co ja.
Actually, they also don't live in the same city. We are in three different cities.
Mieszkamy w trzech różnych miastach.
And every Wednesday night,
I każdego wieczoru w środę,
for an hour, sometimes an hour and a half,
przez godzinę, a czasem przez półtorej
we call
godziny,
one another on WhatsApp.
Dzwaniamy się na WhatsAppie.
So we use the social media of the day. We call one another on WhatsApp.
Dzisiejszymi społecznościowymi, by się
we fellowship.
Mamy społeczność.
We read the ministry together.
Czytamy razem posługę.
And we pray.
I modlimy się.
We pray as the Lord leads us.
Tak,
we pray for
prowadzi.
Others. We pray for the Lord's move.
Modlimy się
we
o
pray
inny,
for ourselves.
O pańskie, o inny.
So a little encouragement to you. You may say, I don't have much of a church life where I live.
Nie ma tak wiele życia kościoła tam,
well,
gdzie ja mieszkam.
Perhaps at this
może
conference this week,
na tej konferencji,
we've met
tygodniu,
someone from another locality or another country.
Miejscowości lub innego kraju.
We can arrange to call one another.
Możemy
maybe we
się
can
umówić, by się
call
dzwonić.
One another and review the outlines together.
Możemy się zdzwonić I
Five wise virgins.
Pięć mądrych
you have to buy your own oil,
musicie kupić wasz,
but you
was,
can buy oil with companions, with one another.
Tej oliwy razem.
Okay, so how about I stop here to leave time for sharing?
Zatrzymam się już tutaj, zostawić więcej czasu.
Let's read the title again one more time. Our preparation for the Lord's coming, watching and being ready. The genuine watchfulness is as we are making ourselves ready, little by little, day by day, drop by drop. Okay, and then as the brothers are bringing up the microphones, another very good way to buy oil.
Kolejnym dobrym sposobem by nabyć oliwy.
is to respond, right? To speak at the microphone. So we like to again encourage the ones, if you haven't shared yet, then this is an opportunity to share. But please do your best to respond and emphasize some of the points that were shared in the message tonight. Okay, how about we pray with our neighbor for 30 seconds and then we can begin.